algae in ponds and lakes. Those are questions we usually receive here at the Extension Service, and the issues and control methods used to take care of those problems can be complex, but if treated in a timely manner, can be controlled in effective ways to make that pond look just like you want it, just in time for summer. Thanks for tuning in this week. I'm Curtis Dame, Hopkins County Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. And as you can tell, pond management is going to be the primary topic for this week, but we'll also take a look at the management calendar for Kentucky fish ponds and lakes, and also some of the general seed mixes that can be used on mine reclamation properties or other acidic properties that you may encounter in your operation. Now, for aquatic weed control, it's necessary primarily for the fact that plants are natural and important components of all environmental aspects, but in most importantly, aquatic environments. Now, microscopic plants that we call or refer to as algae form the base of the aquatic food chain in most of the ponds and lakes here in the county. Now, there are larger algae types and plants that provide habitat for fish and food organisms, and all plants produce oxygen as they photosynthesize during the daylight hours. All of this, however, can help and lead to excessive growth of these plants that can have a detrimental effect on the body of water and its inhabitants. Now, many shallow, nutrient-rich ponds, lakes, and drainage ditches provide ideal conditions for abundant aquatic weed growth. And you'll see this and you'll know when it's going on. The plants overall detract from the aesthetic appeal of the body of water. They stun or interfere with the balanced fish population. And so when you try to solve these problems, you need to be cautious. The demand for water resources for recreational, agricultural, and industry is steadily increasing, and many kinds of plant and animal aquatic pests can interfere with those uses as well. Control of aquatic pests must be done without harm to people, and most importantly, the environment. Now, weeds commonly grow in static water up to 12 feet deep. And most oftentimes when we get calls here at the Extension Office, those are the bodies of water that can cause or experience the most problems. Aquatic weed identification in the end is the first step in managing aquatic weeds. Most control methods are aimed at specific weeds or groups of weeds with similar growth habits. Aquatic weeds can be divided into two botanical groups, algae and flowering plants. Now, algae are usually very simple in structure. For effective chemical control, it is essential that you distinguish between algae and flowering plants. Now, algae, which is microscopic in form, as said before, can color the water green or yellow-green, and sometimes they cause red, black, or oily streaks in the water called blooms. Now, blooms usually occur where abundant nutrients reach the water, and they should be treated with chemicals before they cause a noticeable color, but a sudden die-off of these algae can also, as said before, cause fish kills. So here at the Extension Office, we can help you figure out the proper and effective ways to control those problems. Now, in addition to algae, flowering plants can be grouped into broad categories according to where they're found in the body of water themselves. Now, emergent plants, which actually breach the surface of the water, rooted plants that float on the top, free-floating plants, and submerged plants all have their place in the aquatic system and also have different ways to treat them. Submerged plants, for example, are rooted in the bottom of the sediments and grow through the water. Flowering spikes sometimes emerge above the water surface. The main criteria for identification are leaf arrangement and leaf shape. Control methods include cultural control, habitat alteration, mechanical control, and also chemical control. Like I said before, very important to identify the weed that you have, and it'll solve the problem for you. Taking a look also at the management calendar for Kentucky fish ponds, since it's March, this is the time of year to begin looking for those algae and aquatic plant management programs and problems. Grass carp, for example, to control soft stem vascular plants will help you in some regard, and average lake temperatures by this time usually reach 50 degrees Fahrenheit. At this time, it's good to fertilize ponds when water transparency is greater than 2 feet, and then when we move into April, we'll begin to see the algae and aquatic plant management programs really start to take effect. Now, we have this calendar available for you here at the Extension Office, and lastly this week, we'll close out with different types of spring applied forages for reclaimed mine ground, and you'll commonly see these different plant types if you drive down the road near reclaimed mine areas. Kentucky 31 tall fescue, switchgrass, red top, orchard grass, birdsfoot trefoil, lespediza, yellow sweet clover, ladina clover, and alsite clover all make up a very effective spring mix for reclaimed areas. And so if you're cutting hay on these areas or looking at improving those stands, feel free to contact the Extension Service for all the information in regards to planting forages, but also the aquatic management techniques we talked about this week.